picture a world where a woman is a criminal if she has an abortion. She can go to jail for, you know, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years for having an abortion. Picture a world where doctors are, by law, forced to report any evidence of an abortion, where a woman's own uterus can be used as evidence against her in court, where there exists such a job title as, quote, forensic vagina specialist. Okay, vagina specialist, sure, but forensic vagina specialist? There is a world that is like that. It's not just an experiment in your mind. There is a world like that not too far from our borders. In El Salvador, in the nation of El Salvador, all forms of abortion have been illegal since 1998. There's been a constitutional amendment to protect a fetus from the moment of conception since 1999. The cover story this forthcoming Sunday in the New York Times Magazine is called Pro-Life Nation. It provides a grim window into a world where all abortion is illegal, no exceptions. This next interview, of course, brought to you by the South Dakota Tourism Board. We're joined on the phone now by New York Times Magazine contributing writer Jack Hitt. Jack, thanks so much for coming on the show with us.
Thanks for having me.
When did you go to El Salvador?
I guess about a month ago.
And did you know when you went there that you would be able to find women who had actually undergone illicit abortions in El Salvador, that you'd be able to find them to talk to?
Well, I made contact with some people down there, and I told them that, first I found out, you know, that, yes, abortion is completely illegal, even in the event of the life of the mother. There are no exceptions.
So if a woman is going to be, if there's some medical scenario in which a woman will actually die if she tries to carry a child to term, legally she has to die so the fetus can live.
Well, technically that would appear to be true. The anti-abortion proponents, if that's a phrase, say that medical technology has progressed to the point that there no longer exists a category known as the life of the mother.
Huh. So that hypothetical scenario I just put forward would never happen. You'd never have to kill a woman in order for her to save the fetus.
Well, there are situations where you come perilously close. For example, an ectopic pregnancy is when the fertilized egg comes down the fallopian tube and gets stuck. It grows there and will not give birth. It will explode. The fallopian tube will burst, and then you'll have, you know, a massive internal bleed. When that happens, the mother's life is at serious risk.
Yeah.
In El Salvador, because the constitutional amendment protects the fetus from the very moment of conception, I spoke to a hospital director who explained to me that their ectopic policy was to bring an ectopic pregnant woman into the hospital and monitor the fetus until the rupture occurred.
Wow.
Then they would operate.
Knowing that the rupture will occur, they have to wait until that happens, putting
right.
that woman in that
to,
kind of danger.
They have to maintain the fetal life until it naturally dies.
Wow.
So either the fetus has to die in the fallopian tube, or the tube bursts. And then, of course, you have a very dangerous medical procedure you have to undertake. It's the difference between operating on an appendix before or after it bursts, right? I mean, it goes from a very simple, small surgical procedure to a very complicated, you know, ICU matter.
In reading your article, look at the advanced copy of your article. It's coming out this Sunday in the New York Times. In reading that kind of stuff, I felt like, as physicians, as doctors, I kept expecting you to be telling the story about how the medical community, how doctors are saying in good conscience, this is practicing bad medicine, that we're going to not do this, that there needs to be some, there needs to be more leeway for doctors to do what's right by their patients. Is there an activist movement among the medical community against this law in El Salvador, and you just didn't talk about it? Or is there really nothing like that happening?
There is nothing like that happening.
Wow.
Doctors do quietly resist the law in that they just simply maintain patient confidentiality and don't say anything. But I met many doctors, and they're quoted by name in the piece, who report women when they show up with any sort of perforation or any sort of abnormality in the womb that signifies an abortion, at which point the police are called and the girl is arrested in the hospital. One doctor told me that she had seen, you know, a woman handcuffed to her bed with a police officer standing guard outside of her room. women, you're automatically a criminal, even if you're in the intensive care unit or in the case of one woman that I interviewed, in a coma.
She's a criminal in a coma.
Right.
What is women themselves go to prison for having abortions? Who else is liable in El Salvador? Who else is risking prison if they have
anyone
anything to do with abortion?
Anyone associated with the abortion is at risk of going to prison. That obviously includes the abortion provider, whether that person is a professional doctor or an amateur doing homebrew remedies.
Mm-hmm.
That also includes the boyfriend, if he's providing any moral support, or the mother, or any family member. They're all at risk. And there are specific articles 133 through 37 in the penal code very specifically lay out the penalties for everyone tangentially or centrally involved in the crime of abortion. The woman can get 2 to 8 years if the fetus is determined to have been viable, and this is a very sort of murky area, obviously, when you're dealing with an abortion in the early second trimester. If the fetus is determined to be viable by the prosecutor, the charge is upgraded to aggravated homicide, which carries a sentence of a minimum of 30 years in prison to 50 years. I met a young mother who has 3 children under the age of 15 who is in prison for 30 years.
Because of aggravated homicide.
Because of aggravated homicide.
Wow.
So, I mean, they carry the logic of abortion equals murder to its natural endpoint,
right,
which is that, you know, there's a kind of paradox when you say that. I mean, it makes a certain sense in the argument, abortion is murder. But then everyone sort of gets tripped up on whether you're going to actually jail the murderer, because, of course, the murderer is the woman.
Unless it's an involuntary abortion. If she makes the decision to do it, then she's making the decision under this logic to commit murder.
Yeah. Absolutely correct. So, I mean, that's where the logic inevitably takes you, or you have to sort of soften the metaphor or abandon this argument in some way. And even in El Salvador, there is discomfort at this idea of criminalizing the woman. I mean, I interviewed one of the anti-abortion activists who got this law passed, Regina de Cardenal. And she was very clear at saying that the woman is the victim. And when I said, the woman is going to jail, she goes, well, yeah, but she's a criminal because she murdered her baby. So, I mean, in a way, they can hold the conflicting ideas in their heads, because it's a hard one to square.
Well, you can hold the conflicting idea in your head when you're debating. You can dance around the argument, but when you've got actual physical women, real humans, going to prison, not squaring the argument means that you're not dealing with reality. I mean, I feel the need to reiterate right now that we're not talking about fiction. We are actually talking about a real place. In case you're just joining us, our guest is Jack Hitt, who's a contributing writer to the New York Times Sunday Magazine. He actually has the cover story in this weekend's New York Times Magazine, which is called Pro-Life Nation. It's about El Salvador, where abortion is illegal with no exceptions. And not only doctors, but also anybody who assists in the procurement of an abortion, or indeed a woman who has one herself, can go to jail. Jack, one of the things I thought was really interesting about your piece is that you note that El Salvador is not the only country that totally bans abortion. Chile does, Colombia, Malta, you single out. But El Salvador, you say, is the country that has an active law enforcement apparatus around this stuff. Prosecutors actually employ people to do things like take women's uteruses into evidence if they've been removed in hysterectomies after botched abortions. I mean, there's a whole system set up within the prosecution within prosecutors' offices to follow up these crimes.
Yeah, I interviewed a prosecutor and a judge who's involved in the routine process of handling abortion cases. And yes, when a doctor does a pelvic exam on a woman and sees evidence of an abortion, the police are called, and then if there's any ambiguity in the doctor's assertion, the state has the right to essentially get a search warrant for the vagina and to have a state-sponsored forensic gynecologist come and essentially examine the scene of the crime.
By force, if necessary.
Well, it's not by force. There's a judicial. It's like a search warrant that has to be procured first, and then I have not heard of any woman resisting the search warrant.
But if a woman doesn't consent and there's a search warrant, I mean, if you, right, I mean, in American law, right, if you don't consent to a search of your house and there's a search warrant, your house is going to get searched.
Right, right. That's, there, I think the culture does not, has not yet produced a woman in the hospital who would resist the search warrant, at least as far as I found when I was talking to people. But that role exists. The country has a forensic institute. It's like their national sort of CSI institute that does all their genetic testing and forensic studies and DNA collection and that kind of thing. And it's doctors from that forensic institute who are called in to do a separate examination of the woman for
the crime scene. The vagina or the uterus.
Right.
I actually have to tell you, I feel physically sick talking to you about this.
Well, it's an amazing country. I mean, the thing is that before 1998, they already had one of the most restrictive anti-abortion laws in the world, and a variety. I explain this in the piece. A variety of sort of interesting church politics and state politics kind of came together in a perfect storm of changing the law to basically banish all exceptions, amending the Constitution so that Article 1 defines the government's prime directive as protecting the conceptus from the very moment it comes into existence. That's the state's obligation now.
Jack Hitt is a contributing writer for New York Times Magazine. He has the cover story in the Sunday Times Magazine this forthcoming weekend. That is mandatory homework for all Rachel Maddow Show listeners. I don't know what else to say about it. Jack, thank you for writing this piece. I think it's going to be a real wake-up call at a time we really need it. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. The article is called Pro-Life Nation. It's about the complete criminalization of abortion in South Dakota. Oh, I'm sorry, El Salvador, where it has been the law for that abortion is criminal in all cases for the last 8 years. Jack Hitt's piece tells you how that looks, what that's like in a modern country in the world that we share a space with on this globe. I will also tell you that at one point in the article, Jack goes and talks with an American anti-abortion group, Human Life International, which is based in Virginia. The head of Human Life International describes the situation in El Salvador as, quote, an inspiration.